whether it be Jazz, Utes, Cougars, or Aggies. Ow! We're breaking down the teams you're passionate about.
Thank you.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
.97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hans and Scotty, thanks for making us part of your day. 12:16 as we are live here at Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket. And, boy, I tell you what, it's we were just talking about during the break. New Mexico and Colorado State, the game has been called off. Athletic Director Eddie Nunez felt like the team could play, but because state officials would not allow them to essentially travel out of the state, the game had to be called off. And remember, the Mountain West Conference has no flexibility. So the Mountain West has already announced that this game is a no contest.
I can't believe they can't come to some type of agreement to get this cleared and taken care of. It's got to be extremely frustrating for those coaches and the players because they've been preparing, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that I'm not a part of political talk. I'm glad that I don't have to really jump into what the government should control and what they shouldn't control. I've got a lot of opinions on it, but this one's pretty painful. It just comes down to them not being allowed to leave the state.
Yeah, yep. You're right. That's bottom line. That's what we're looking at.
Huh. Okay.
Well, I mean, This is part of the problem that you're running into, especially as we move out west a bit in terms of the Pac-12 playing and the Mountain West playing. You know, you've got governors in the SEC that are just like, you know what, full speed ahead, let's go. And then you've got some governors here out west that are a little bit more hesitant. We know about Governor Newsom in California, in Oregon and Washington, and now in New Mexico, they're more hesitant and they're more precautious with what they want to do and how they want to proceed. And I got to imagine that had a big part in this decision today. It's tough. And New Mexico has always been kind of behind the eight ball in this whole thing too. I mean, that's the problem. You know, I feel for those players down there because, they haven't been able to practice at a high level. They haven't been able to really proceed the way that they would have wanted to proceed in terms of practicing and being in the facility and working out. And it's just, it just hasn't worked. And so not only are you dealing with ADs and conference commissioners and school presidents, but as we mentioned in the previous segment, you got athletic directors that want to be, governors and regional officials that want to weigh in on this.
Well, not only is the Mount West Conference scheduled to kick off this weekend, the Big Ten is scheduled to kick off this weekend as well. And we know that there have been some governors in those states that have been hesitant and have been overly protective, Michigan being one of them. And Michigan is scheduled to kick off on Saturday. They're scheduled to kick off on Saturday against Minnesota. It's an ABC game. It's a 5:30 kick. And you start to wonder about the likelihood of all these Big Ten teams getting themselves in action this weekend. Because, there were some state officials. Everybody needs to remember that the Big Ten, they've got a New York team sitting in it, in Rutgers. You know, so you've got a high level of consideration in New York, and I'm sure that there's restrictions there. Michigan has been in the spotlight big time. You got both Michigan State and Michigan that are going to be actively competing in that conference. I'm trying to think if there was any other issues. Did Minnesota have any issues?
Can't remember. I don't know. I'm not sure on that one.
But the Big Ten kicking off their season as well. I hope that it stops right there with New Mexico and Colorado State. It's just that's a bad way to get started with Mountain West Conference play.
Yeah.
Right out of the gates we get. So, okay, now here's a question I'll throw at you. Now, Colorado State,
I think Colorado State should be able to call Tom Holmoe and say, hey, come up and play us.
If BYU didn't
have a game.
If BYU
had an open week. I know they don't because of Texas State. Frankly, I think Tom Holmoe should tell Texas State, no, sorry, we're not going to play. We'll go play Colorado State.
It would be – well, yeah, but let's be honest, that would be the right thing to do.
Yeah, although I don't think Colorado State's any good this year. I don't think that's an improvement.
Colorado State would beat Texas State by 35 points.
Stop. I don't think so.
And it would. Texas State's terrible. Just bottom of the barrel terrible. I'm so tired of watching film on bad teams. I'm so sick of it.
Have you delved into Texas State much?
Yeah, a little bit.
I know tomorrow, Wednesdays, is when you really start to break that stuff down.
But. Just enough to realize that Texas State is terrible. And I'm not excited to get into it.
Hey, maybe I should put this on Sports Roulette, even though there's nothing sports related about this. But aren't you and Lloyd big fans of that show Willow?
Yeah, huge.
Do you know they're doing a new Disney Plus Willow series?
Okay, don't lump me in with the big fans of Willow.
Well,
that's hands the guy Johnny.
I gotta bring Johnny's copy of Willow back.
I'll never see that. I'm telling you, Johnny, you might as well just kiss that goodbye.
I already ordered another one.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. That takes me off the hook a little bit.
Because hands can't find the one that you.
So, Texas State.
I don't want to talk about Texas State.
Lost to UTSA. UTSA put 51 points on them.
Really?
Troy put 37 points on them. What is at? What is USA? What is this team? I know that's where we live, Johnny. South Alabama Jaguars.
There you go, University of South Alabama.
The Jaguars. They put 30 on Texas State and beat them 30-20.
All right, so the spread is, well, I think I saw 29 in this game.
Taking the over.
Taking the over?
It is 28.5 now. Yeah, I'd take the over. And I think BYU is going to play a lot of their backups, but their backups could beat Texas State. It's going to be it'll be another 42-14 or 42-17 type game.
Yay.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
The moral of the story is, Tom, call Texas State, cancel, and go play Colorado State this weekend.
Yes.
Go to their new, fancy, shiny new stadium up there and go play. How funny would that be? Like, hey, you know, sorry. Hey, look, we've seen the film. You guys aren't any good. We're trying to build something up here. We're undefeated. We need a little bit better competition. Colorado State might not be great, but they're a whole lot better than you. So we're going to dump you like a bad prom date and move on to something better.
I feel like this needs to be role-played, by the way.
I think
this feels like a role-play.
All right. Do we have we still have the open for that, don't we?
Yes.
Who's playing who?
I think I should be you should be Tom.
Okay.
All right, let's fire it up, Lloyd.
No, I thought you said you were all right.
There's only one way to settle this conversation.
No, I thought you said that you were all right.
Time. It's time to role play.
We haven't done this in forever. All right, so hold on a sec. I got to find out who the AD at Texas Tech is.
What do you mean, Texas State? You – so you're Homo?
No, you're
– Oh, I'm Tom Homo?
You're Tom. I am Dr. Larry Tice.
Okay.
I'm a doctor.
All right, so I call up. Hello, Dr. Tice.
Yes, this is Dr. Tice.
Hey, Tom Homo from BYU. How
you doing? Oh, Tom, we're so excited. We've got the charter all fueled up and ready to go. We're excited to come to Provo and play BYU. You guys have been off to a great start, and we're really excited to get up there and play some football.
Well, I'm terrified to have to make this call and alert you to the fact that we've had too many players come down with COVID, and we will not be able to play this weekend.
Oh, are you really? I mean, that's really awful to hear. I mean, I know you had the Army issue earlier in the year, and the fact that you're going to have another weekend when you will not be playing any college football of any kind, that's really got to be awful for your players.
Well, I wouldn't say any of any kind. I just would say playing against Texas State kind. We do have the numbers, however, to play against Colorado State this weekend.
Whoa.
So we will be.
Wait a minute, so you're not playing us, but you are playing Colorado State, and I don't understand.
Well, what you need to understand is we have enough players to play against Colorado State. We do not have enough to play against Texas State. Therefore, we will be playing against Colorado State this weekend. I don't even know. Like, Tom can't come straight out and be like, hey, he's got to come up with an excuse.
It's best just to rip that Band-Aid right off.
Tom.
Don't peel it slowly.
Look, you know, we only lost to South Alabama by 10, and we only lost to Troy by 20. Like, we're getting better. And we have a win against Louisiana Monroe earlier in the year. Like, this thing's turning around, and I think that we could provide your boys a really good test.
I'm going to come clean with you. It's not a numbers issue. It's that your team is terrible, and it will actually take away from our rankings by playing you. It will actually hurt our current national standing by being on the same field with you. Lloyd, you can't come clean. You got to make up something.
No, I thought that sounded great.
Tom, I'm just heartbroken here. I never thought you'd treat us like this.
Dr. Moreau, we are...
That's Dr. Tice.
Dr. Tice.
There's no Moreau. Island out here.
We are heartbroken as well. We are heartbroken as well, but we as a university have a unique opportunity in front of us to increase our national standing, and so we will be going to Colorado State to play at Colorado State.
Wait a minute. So we were going to come to Provo. You're leaving Provo in order not to play us.
Yes, Dr. Tice. We took a road game in an effort to avoid having to play you in a home game.
You know, Mr. Holmo, you've been straight with me, and I'll be completely accurate with you. I've seen our team play, and we are awful. And I am disgusted by my coach's performance and our team's performance. And frankly, if I was not the athletic director here, I wouldn't want to play us either. So why don't you go play Colorado State with our blessing, and we wish you nothing but the best going forward. And we hope that someday that I will have an athletic director job at a school far better than this dumpster fire I'm at now. And maybe then we can schedule a better game.
That got out of hand. You really got out of hand. That role-playing went bad quickly.
Okay. Yeah, my bad.
I don't think.
Do you know this is the fifth consecutive road game that they've played?
Texas State?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
At Louisiana Monroe, at Boston College, which, by the way, they only lost by 3 to Boston College, at Troy, at South Alabama, then at BYU.
They do put some points up, but it appears that they play zero defense when South Alabama is putting up 30 points on you.
All right, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
Just cancel it. Find a game that has any type of meaning. It would be fun to see him play Colorado State.
I just think it'd be fun to be just cold-blooded. Like, nope, this is not going to happen.
You know what I think would be fun is if I'm Tom, go to Kalani and say, hey, Kalani, I get it, man. I know that you've been kneeling and taking it easy on some of these terrible teams, but, you know, for the sake of being nationally relevant, if we could put 85 on them, let's put 85 on them.
Yeah.
So that everybody starts talking about. Yeah. So that everybody starts talking about 85 points, which hasn't been done in a long time. But we're going to keep the foot down. We're going to leave the starters in, and we're going to score 85 to try to send a message.
Yeah. Yep. All right. We're live here at Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket, home of the Big Green Building. And we are in Sandy, which if you've not been to this dealership, you guys do a tremendous job down here. I love this place. I mean, you got Travis looking over everybody's shoulder down there at on Automall Drive. He, you know, You don't have that over here.
This is Ephraim's store.
That's Ephraim's territory.
This is my little niche in the sidewalk. It's nice and quiet here. Don't have him leaning over my shoulder. But we do. We have a great great setup here, great inventory, and a lot of great customers.
I want everybody to know, because it is the newer location for Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket. It's just off the 90th South exit. What's going on with this exit over here, Ephraim?
So they're actually expanding and taking and adding that, basically, where that will run all the way into 215.
Oh, so you can actually enter 215 on.
Yeah, it'll be basically right before 90th once it's all set up. You'll basically get on that. It'll be like 13th South is now and 21st, where it runs all the way down, and you can get on the freeway, and it'll have multiple exits.
Well, that's kind of nice. But from this kind of new road, you can actually see the big green buildings just right off the road. It's so easy to access. You come in, talk to Ephraim, talk to one of his assistants, ask about the 5 years maintenance paid for on any vehicle that you take off the lot. That's not limited vehicles. That's any vehicle. But it's by the end of this month.
Yep. Between now and the end of the month, yep, you come in and purchase a vehicle, I'll give you 5 years of maintenance here at the 90th South location.
5 years guaranteed maintenance on that vehicle. And then we've talked about this a lot today, Ephraim, but I want to continue to reiterate that if you're in a car situation that is not beneficial, you've lost a job, you got put into a bad, maybe a bad loan, a bad vehicle, bring it in and just come in and meet Ephraim and talk to him, and you'll help them out.
Yeah, I'll do everything I can to help you out. I'm experienced enough in the business to explain most situations, and obviously a lot of times I know a solution for a problem. It's nice to be able to help people out, and obviously whether it is a payment issue or you got the wrong car or just doesn't fit your family or simply it's just not reliable, and that does happen.
I can't imagine how many like new car deals that you've seen come in where somebody's just completely underneath in a new car because they drove it off of a lot new, and we talk about don't do that.
As exciting as it is to smell a new car, it's not exciting to pay for one.
Yeah, because it's instant depreciation. You drive it off the lot. Why buy new when you could save thousands buying used at Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket? Get down to the big green buildings where they're saving you thousands upon thousands, and it starts right here at the 90th South location. Come in and talk to Ephraim. He'll hook you up with that 5 years. He'll hook you up with the 6 months no payment. And still, the $4,000 on anything on your trade-in. Thanks, Ephraim.
Thanks, Hans. Scotty.
97.5, 1280 The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network.
Nothing else matters, fellas. Every day we go to work.
Football is back, and The Zone Sports Network has you covered. As the Cougars continue to bulldoze through their schedule and the Utes and Aggies get set for the start of their season.
You gotta go faster, faster.
Nobody will bring you better coverage of your team than The Zone Sports Network. This is your home of the best college football coverage in Utah.
Turn me up all day.
97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. It's time to spin the wheel and talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
.97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Time for another edition of Sports Roulette. We spin the wheel and find out what we're going to talk about. Remember, Brian Fisher will join us coming up today at 1:05. We'll chat some college football and NFL with him. All right. It's all brought to you by Motorsportsland. They've got motorhomes, trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Visit them at motorsportsland.com and let them help you get away. Motorsportsland, 4001 South State Street. All right, Lloyd, fire up that wheel.
A Cougar took down a Cowboy last night.
Okay, so last night you got Kansas City taking on the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Kansas City's got a 26-17 lead, and Buffalo gets the ball back, and they start their drive. That's when Josh Allen tries to put it over the top, and in steps Daniel Sorensen for the interception. BYU Cougar picking off a Wyoming Cowboy.
Sealed the W last night. And by the way, props to him. I mean, he's hung in there and has been a big part of Kansas City. Now he's got a Super Bowl ring, and he was undrafted, right?
Yes. Yeah. I believe he was an undrafted free agent. And
he's had, what, now a 9-10-year career?
I want to say 7.
Seems like he's been in there forever now.
It does feel like that, but if it's 7, I'd be surprised. But 6 sounds just right to me. But I know that he's been there for a long time, and he's doing extremely well. He's made so many big plays for that team. And really unexpected. It does. It feels like it came out of the blue for Daniel.
Wow. Look at you go, 7 years. Who is the guy that played at BYU that played for the Cardinals for a while? In their backfield. I'm spacing names now. I always get the two of them mixed up. Anyway, side.
He was
it's Aaron Francisco, isn't it?
He did play for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he would have been maybe 5 years before, 4-5 years before Sorensen.
Yeah.
But Daniel Sorensen has done great things, and it's fun to watch him succeed. It's fun to watch the Chiefs. That team is just entertaining. Did you see that BYU tweeted out a video of the shovel pass that they took from Mahomes?
Uh-uh.
And they tweeted at Mahomes, and Mahomes actually retweeted it and said, "Well done."
Oh, nice.
It's really a unique play, and I love it. It really forces defenses to watch for that, especially in goal line. You saw when that was run. Both Mahomes and BYU ran at basically the same point on the field. Did you notice that?
I did not know that, but I know that a lot of teams are going to that. And you know what's funny is you see a team every now and then, and you'll see more of it too, now that it's floating around. Some teams will try to pull it off, and it's going to look really bad. Like when you miss and you don't have a quarterback or you don't have a system and the timing's not right to be able to execute that, you're going to look really silly because that has an opportunity to look really bad if you're not – if you don't have it fired up. And I imagine you'll probably see some teams out there try it and fail miserably because you've got to have everybody bought in. Your chemistry's got to be right. The defense you're going up against, it has to be the right look. And if so, you're great. But if not, it's going to look kind of stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I could see a defensive lineman having a pick 6 off something like that if you're not careful.
Sure. Or at least a pick for 5 yards before they're caught. is there anything better than watching a
big man touchdown?
An interior lineman get a hold of a ball?
Yeah, and some of those guys are a little bit more spry than you give them credit for, too.
They got
a little bit
move.
More speed.
They can chug.
All right. Lloyd, spin it.
Miami Dolphins about to go through Tua days.
I don't know if that's a Laramie, Wyoming quality. But
it's pretty good.
Pretty pleased with himself back there.
I never go out of my way to give Lloyd accolades, but I kind of like that headline a little bit. The delivery was good because he knew what he was saying was ridiculous.
It took a while to get there, but the payoff was pretty good. All right. He could have just gone 2-a-days, you know, and that would have been fine. Just tighten it up a little bit. Any Tua Tagovailoa is now the starting quarterback at Miami.
Is that's official?
It is official.
They're just going Tua.
It's Tua time.
Well, we'll see, man. You're really throwing them the wolves. I thought they were going to give them a year.
I thought so too. And Ryan Fitzpatrick wasn't playing awful. I'm curious to know what when we talk on Thursday with Eric Weddle, what he thinks about that. Because he loves Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. Did they cite a reason other than they just
like the
probably going to have the same win-or-loss record, whether it's Tua Tagovailoa or Fitzpatrick?
Dude's the future, man. Roll with him, I guess. And so you know that you got an opportunity to get your guy in there.
For sure.
You're going to have to make it eventually, and you feel like if he's up to speed, then let's pull the plug and on Fitzmagic and go ahead.
Well, I'm excited to see what Tua can do. I've been curious, you know, where you've got Joe Burrow and Tua that have now entered in, and I do want to see what he looks like, what he can do. I'm also curious if he can stay healthy. That's the biggest question right now.
Yeah.
Because his health has just been the biggest issue. And now you're putting that extra pressure and extra stress on the body. The hits are just bigger. The bodies are bigger. You don't take a bunch of light hits and one big hit. You just take a lot of big hits. So yeah. We'll see if his body can hold up.
Yeah, a light hit in the NFL is a big hit anywhere else.
It is.
I mean, and that's the one thing, too. When you go to, like, you watch it on TV and you're like, oh, wow, that looked like a bad hit. You watch an NFL game in person and you get an opportunity to get close enough to see the action, and you realize just how nasty some of those hits are that those quarterbacks take. It's just so vicious. All right, 12:44. We were unable to get to Whole World News in the 11 o'clock hour, so a belated edition of Whole World News straight ahead right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Jay Drew, BYU beat writer for the Deseret News.
Handicap the bowl possibilities for the Cougars.
I think the New Year's Six is obviously a possibility. Looks like it would be the Cotton Bowl from what most projections have them. Obviously, they have to go undefeated. They'd have to beat Boise and San Diego State. I think that's a possibility. Right now, I would say 50% chance. I think ESPN's going to work with them. They've got a quarterback now that's drawing a lot of attention. They got a fan base that travels if fans are allowed at bowl games. So I think there's a good chance that they could get a pretty decent bowl. Even if they drop one, they can get a pretty good bowl.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
We're all locked in now.
You're locked on to Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world.
All right, time for another edition of Whole World News. We span the globe to try to find something that hopefully will interest you. A lot of weird stories popping up. I had a story yesterday about some dude that had a little too much to drink, got naked, dipped himself in ranch, and then stole a car.
Yeah, you can see those things happening.
It's what we call Tuesday in Weezer.
Yeah, it wasn't ranch. It was milk chocolate.
Hope it wasn't too hot.
It was good milk chocolate. So, Scotty, I learned how to juggle about a year ago. And
really?
And I got some interest in you know, I'm always looking at world records or Guinness Book of World Records I can break. So I actually went and looked to see what the record is for miles ran or jogged while juggling.
Yeah.
Continuous.
Okay.
Take a guess how many miles, continuous run miles while juggling.
I always hate this because if I shoot high, you're like, well, geez, man, nobody can do that.
Jeez, you made that.
And then I shoot low, you're like, hey, idiot, what? Come on.
Well, okay, picture a guy juggling and think about him running
like
continuous.
Has he got like three of whatever he's juggling or what?
Yeah, three.
Okay.
Yes.
Three
juggling balls, to be specific.
And either can he walk or does it have to be a jog or a run?
No, he can. It's movement. He just has to keep moving.
8 miles.
I'm glad you went low.
Okay, good.
29 miles.
Really?
Yeah.
More than a marathon.
29 miles while juggling. And he's an Idaho guy.
What part?
Oh, man. I'll have to go back and look.
Nah, don't worry about it.
I didn't look at his hometown. But you know that could only come from one place.
Rupert?
Of course, Rupert.
Yeah. Or Jerome. And what he's juggling is hypodermic needles. Sorry, I probably shouldn't have said that. That's my bad.
Oh my gosh, iodine and match heads.
Look, could be Joey worse. Could really be Scott. In Weezer and juggling 8 balls of Coke.
He's got little baggies.
Oh, Jerome jokes will never not be funny.
No.
They're just the best. 29 miles this guy ran. The other thing I saw, there, a 102-year-old woman went skydiving yesterday.
How old?
102.
Wow.
You know, when I was looking up kind of backstories on Tommy Lasorda, you know Tommy Lasorda's in his 90s?
Not surprising, because he seemed like he was in his 90s when the Dodgers won the World Series in 88.
He was actually then in his 60s.
Yeah.
He's in his 90s, Mr. Lasorda. Come again, Coach Spit. Couldn't hear you.
Lasorda's got the best post-game rant. Have you ever heard that profanity-laced rant?
No.
That he went
in front
on
of the media?
Yeah.
No. No. How many years back?
Oh, this is probably in the 70s or 80s.
Do you know he was the manager of the Dodgers until 1996?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to find this rant for you. DJ and PK played all the time because they because those dudes are baseball guys, and they remember the backstory behind it. It's epic. It's one of the greatest post-game rants. You know, Denny Green thought it was getting out of hand. It's like,
really?
Yeah, it's and just her, you know, there's beeps all over the place because it's just so profanity laden.
What got him so riled up? Do you remember?
Well, I think they lost a. And if DJ and PK, if either one of you are listening, I think it came down to losing. And Lloyd, I don't know if you can find it, but they lost. There was a player who was apparently just a nobody player that had a big game against them. And he lost his mind. I don't even know if I should push play on this if I don't know that it's beeped.
Yeah, I wouldn't push play. That would make me a little bit nervous. That's going to get us in trouble. Yeah, even then it's like, geez, if you added something like that, even one thing could slip through.
So, yeah, it looks like it was in 1982. And Tommy Lasorda, I guess he called Tommy Lasorda that fat little Italian, and that apparently got Tommy Lasorda a little upset.
Yeah.
And so then he went on a bit of a tirade. So we'll see if we can find that. But yeah, Lasorda was the best, man. I don't know the player.
I've got this rant of Tommy Lasorda, mad after Cubs Dave Kingman hits 3 home runs against the Dodgers.
Oh, that is it. That is
in 1978.
It. Yep. That's
is
it.
Is it edited?
Yeah. I've already listened to a little bit. The bleeps are – it is bleeped. I pray that all of it's bleeped, but it is bleeped.
You have the dub button. Let's go. Yeah, it was Kingman. That's right. See. All right, let's fire it up.
Can you give us just a few basic comments about your feelings on the game?
Well, naturally, I feel bad about losing a ball game like that. There's no way you should lose that ball game, and that just doesn't make sense.
What's your opinion of Kingman's performance?
What's my opinion of Kingman's performance? What the f*** do you think is my opinion of it? I think it was put that in. I don't opinion of his performance. He beat us with 3 home runs. What the f*** do you mean? What is my opinion of his performance? How could you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his performance? He hit 3 home runs. I'm f***ed off to lose the f***ing game. And you ask me my opinion of his performance. I mean, that's a tough question to ask me, isn't it? What is my opinion of his performance?
Yes, it is. I asked it, and you gave me an answer.
Well, I didn't give you a good answer because I'm mad, but I mean...
That wasn't a good question.
That's a tough question to ask me right now. What is my opinion of his performance? I mean, you want me to tell you what my opinion of his performance is?
You just did.
That's right. Guy hits 3 home runs against us.
Your opinion. A ball went out of the park.
Don't come around here. every other year and ask that question?
What do you mean, opinion? Ball went out of the park.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but the ball went out of the park, but why?
What was your opinion?
Oh, man. Can you imagine somebody going up to Houston? What was your opinion of Zach Wilson putting four touchdowns in the fourth quarter on you? How was that? How'd that feel?
Dana Holgerson's like, don't come in here asking me those questions. What do you think? This guy tore us a new one.
I can't believe Lasorda was that hot. I knew he was animated. I didn't realize he's hot. I've never heard that, ever.
There was a there's another story floating around about how Tommy Lasorda got so mad that he ripped out the phone, and now the cord that was hooked up to the jack swung around and hit a reporter in the face and cut up his face. Had to get that taken care of. That's a no-go.
Yeah, that'll cost you. I wouldn't mind being that reporter.
No.
Back then, it probably wasn't that much. But if that happened these days, that'd be probably a hefty. Lawsuit.
You get a little bit of trouble over that one. Mm-hmm. All right, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. 1 o'clock straight up as we are live here at Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket. Remember, Brian Fisher is going to join us coming up here in about 6 or 7 minutes, and we'll talk some college football with him. Here again, LHM Used Car Supermarket.
LHMUsedCars.com to start your shopping experience. We've talked to Ephraim, and we'll catch up with him here in just a bit. But you're going to get 5 years of maintenance paid on your vehicle when you come down and buy from the 90th South location. Now, Ephraim couldn't talk for every location because that's coming out of his pocket. But he is going to take care of you for 5 years on any vehicle off this lot. Any vehicle. Five years paid maintenance. Imagine that, Scotty. How helpful would that be?
That's a lifesaver. Not only get a vehicle that you're proud to drive, you want to drive, but then realize you're not making a payment until, what, April?
Until April.
Wow.
Here's the thing. 6 months not making a payment on a car if you come down and buy from 90th South location here at Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket. Think about what you could do with 6 months of not making a car payment. There's so many people in a pinch right now.
Pay down some debt. I mean, there's a lot you can do with that,
yeah,
with that
you,
money.
You might be in a truck right now paying $800 a month. Come in, trade in the truck. They'll get you in a nice vehicle, and you'll go without a payment and probably have lower payments by the time you start making those payments. Do it here at the 90th South location, but do it at any one of the big green buildings where we're saving you thousands upon thousands. That's Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket.
Hans and Scotty coming up next. Brian Fisher joins us to talk some football straight ahead here on the Zone Sports Network.